Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Well, good Sunday evening, and welcome to another segment of Classical Music Adventures. Today's topic or title, Finding Beauty Where It Lives. And that's an amazing title. Because you can find beauty in music, in nature, the beauty of a storm, the darkness, the majestic dark colors, and yet when the storm is over, a beautiful light comes back. It makes you realize and value the beauty of the sunlight or a mild, beautiful day. Today, we're going to explore movies and musicals. And I've searched for some of the best that I believe have influenced my life, as well as many others. We're going to go to The Greatest Showman, something brand new, or at least maybe a couple of years, all the way to Guys and Dolls, Bugsy Malone, and the beautiful and astounding rendition of Home by Stephanie Mills. So we're going to take you on a journey today in classical music, movies, and musicals. We will even play soundtracks from Seven Brides to Seven Brothers. So we've expanded the list of talented music, talented voices, and talented composers. It is 504. If you'd like to get into the show, you could dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and select the red on air button. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be able to enjoy Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. And you can go to Facebook and click on the provided link on my timeline or in the events section. Either way, you can join us and enjoy Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. And I promise you, You will enjoy what you hear. We're going to start our segment off from chorus line one, closing sequel, 1985. And I love this soundtrack.
Singular sensation, every little step she takes. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick on my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, alania, tomorrow, you're always a day away. When I'm stuck with a day
from the 2014 movie starring Jamie Foxx and a beautiful young lady that did the rendition of Annie. You know, as I go through music tracks, I look at some of the actors that were also entertainers totally. Like in Guys and Dolls, there's Marlon Brando, Frank Sinatra, and they're singing in a musical. Ty Diggs, which we're going to play today, he's in Rent. And I've even had the chance to see Don Cheadle in a music video. And he performed the dance routines because he is a professional. So when we stretch our imagination for production, we cannot limit ourselves to just one style. The more musicals we produce, the more plays we produce, the more classical entertainment pieces that we produce, we create stronger positions for employment. And some of those actors will be singers, and some of those singers will become actors. We're going to jump to a track from The Music Man, which is a musical I grew up with. And it's called You Got Trouble. It's about a con man who wants to try to find his next prey. So he convinces the town that he could be a music conductor, professor of music, to teach their children how to play music, how to play instruments. And of course, he's a con man. But he pulls it off so brilliantly. And the children actually attempt to learn how to play an instrument. The track we're going to play is called You Got Trouble. And he's on a park bench trying to figure out how to do his next scheme. Ladies and gentlemen, The Music Man.
Well, there's the weather, of course, when it's in season.
Now, Mars, I need some ideas if I'm going to get your town out of the serious trouble it's in.
River City ain't in any trouble.
We're going to have to create some. Must create a desperate need in your town for a boys' band. So why does everybody keep rubbering into the billiard parlor?
Oh, they just got in a new pool table.
They must have seen a pool table before.
No, just billiards.
That'll do it. You just sit where you are, and remember, if you see that music teacher... Are you Mr. Dunlop?
Yeah?
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bop-line game, I say that any boo can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit and listening to some big out-of-town Jasper hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got one, two, three, four, five, six pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They're trying out Bevo, trying out Cubabs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh, yes, oh.
Right here in River City.
Right
with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
We
surely got trouble. Right here in River City.
Right.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha! And so's your old man. But if so, my friends, you got trouble. Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We've surely got trouble. Right here in River City. Remember the main Plymouth Rock and the Golden Rule. Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's
tool. Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Big trouble.
With a T.
With a
capital T. That rhymes with P.
That rhymes with P.
Stands for pool.
That stands for.
Remember, my friends, listen to me because I passed this way but once.
We'll be right back.
Every man has his own special dream, and your dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you. We are dreamers.
Now, of course, Dreamgirls was a sensational hit, a stage play, turned into a movie, a book, turned into a stage play. The thing about talent, versatility in production allows them to spread their wings, use their creative juices, their forces. Be creative enough to go from singing in a musical to a drama on stage, and from Broadway to Hollywood. You see, creativity allows the mind to be shaped, whether it's listening to musicals pointed toward children, like the one we're going to play next. It's a Hard Knock Life from the musical Annie. And the writers and producers have taken regular life issues and turned them into musicals. And we can do even more with those. We can go to the Wizard of Oz, and we can travel to Kansas. And we can even have a musical about a black superhero. There are no limitations in the creative world. The only limitation is your mind not to participate, not to read, not to enjoy, not to listen, and not to participate. So why so many minds have been influenced? It's from the arts. And today we're traveling through movies and musicals. And I suggest when you get a chance and you find yourself lost for something to watch, maybe tune into a musical like Annie. And in the 2014 version, Jamie Foxx was one of the lead characters. So again, like Frank Sinatra is singing Adelaide in Guys and Dolls, he's also done countless movies and, of course, recordings that is still enduring today. We're going to take a quick break. It is 5:26, but today we're doing Classical Sundays featuring movies and musicals.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we are back and ready to go into the next few soundtracks. Classical Music Sundays. It truly is an adventure. We're going to start off next with a great musical piece from The Wiz by Stephanie Mills, and it's called Home.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz, a journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love. When I make the tall grass bend into leaves.
That to me is one of the best versions of home. It's so emotional. From the movie, The Wizard of Oz, which originally was a book and then the play. So for you writers out there, take advantage of your creative opportunities and stretch as far as you can with the productions that you wish to do. We're going to turn now to Bugsy Malone, starring Scott Baio as a little boy. Well, young man, young kid. And he's in a movie, Bugsy Malone. The track that I'm going to play is called Down and Out. And it's kind of one of those movie musicals where their guns are called surge guns. And they shoot whipped cream and murder their opponents. And Bugsy's at war with the other little criminal types. But it's such a funny musical. It's based on the 1930s, where people are having a hard time finding a job. And Bugsy manages to find the love of his life while pursuing a career in criminal affairs. Anyway, it's got some great dance scenes, Bugsy Malone. See, these are the kind of movies and musicals that myself and my nephews and my son used to watch. And they were so entertaining. Bugsy Malone, Down and Out.
Hang on a minute, Leroy.
To sit around complaining about the way your life has wound up. Think of all the time you're wasting. Time's a precious thing to let roll by. Sure, you've hit the bottom, but remember you'll be building from the ground up. Every day's another step that takes you even closer to the sky. So give it a try. You don't have to sit around depressed about the way that luck deceives you. Fortune sailed away, you missed the boat and found that you'd been left behind.
What's the matter with you?
Fight and fight some more until you know the world is ready to receive you. Lady luck is fickle, but a lady is allowed to change her mind. Sit around, complain about the way your life has wound up. So be a man, you know you can't be certain that you'll lose until you try. You don't have to sit around complaining about the way your life has wound up. So be a man, you know you can't be certain that you'll lose until you try. So give it a try.
Is everybody with me? Come on,
hey.
Now that was Down and Out from the movie and musical Bugsy Malone. But what I want you to do whenever you get a chance, listen to the words in that. It's during the 1930s Depression. And we're always talking about positive thinking. That's what they're talking about in that song. Sure, you're down and out, but that just means you can come right back up. And you see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I grew up with these positive mentionings in the cartoons I watch, the musicals. I always found some of the positive scenes to look at. And today we're always talking about being positive. Think you can go further. Well, somebody wrote it in a little children's musical, but it was dealing with the same issues. And so when you get a chance, listen to the words in that. He's saying, okay, so you made a mistake, and Lady Luck has the right to change her mind. Maybe she just didn't give you the luck you needed. But the point is, pick yourself up. That's what they're trying to tell you if you listen to the stories. All of us have issues, and classical music, as well as other styles of music, they actually address life, which is why I wrote. I love writing a fun love story. It's about a writer who doesn't want to be famous, but his boss says, I don't care. I'm going to assign you bodyguards because I don't want anything to happen to you. And it's a good romantic comedy. And it was the first one that I've written. And I plan on doing some more based on all the things I learned from other musicals and plays and things I grew up with. We're going to play from Annie, 2014. It's a Hard Knock Life, a musical that is just amazing. It's a Hard Knock Life. Today we're doing classical music adventures, musicals, and movies. And the soundtracks are phenomenal. It is 5:46. We are traveling through time as fast as the speed of sound. We're going to turn to the theme song for one of my books, the new book that I'm working on, Raziel, Rage of the Demons. And I plan on turning my book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A World of New Adventure, into a musical. I believe the arts is there to inspire. And it may be hard to produce, but nothing beats a failure but a try. Video on YouTube, Raziel, Rage of the Demons, On My Way to Church. And you know, when I'm creating, 90% of the music that I play is classical music, which I think sometimes we get confused. We think it's only the Beethovens and Bachs and Tchaikovsky or Irvin Berlin, but it's more than that. It's the structure of the music that you want to use. We're going to jump to a track called Seasons of Love in the musical Rent, and that is the one where Ty Diggs is a ruthless landlord participating in a scheme, I guess, to evict one of the tenets. But the tenets stand up, and the musical is called Rent. You know, as musicals start off, there's the Music Man, Bugsy Malone, Guys and Dolls, and the community decided to make a musical about where they lived and how much rent they had to pay. So the ideas are flowing and open and out there. You just have to be daring enough to say, I want to produce this story. Like Evita Perón. Great movie, great musical. We just have to roll up our sleeves and decide to be even more creative than what we are. Here is Seasons of Love from the musical Rent, starring Ty Diggs.
Are the vehicles to inspire us, no matter where we live or work. A delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that cost her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top 5 ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, 9 on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on Amazon.com.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current programs stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
And as we return to the board to play more amazing music from movies and classical musicals, we're going to turn our attention to one of the latest presentations, A Million Dreams, The Greatest Showman. And I'm sure you all know the gentleman that's starring in it. He was a mutant with sharp claws. And he ended up having 4 and 5 other movies after that. Some were comedies, some were serious. But now he's in The Greatest Showman, and it is magnificent. The track is called A Million Dreams.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my home. Through the dark, through the door, through when no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire. Every night I light up, brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make. There's a house we can build, every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I can pile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our mind. I don't care, they call us crazy. Run away to a world that needs to die. Yeah. brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams keep me away.
A million dreams. And I just posted on my Facebook page just a short clip from The Greatest Showman, and the choreography was magnificent. And when you get a chance, take a look. Creativity lives inside us all. It just depends how hard we want to display it. I'm going to turn to a track by the talented Frank Sinatra from the musical Guys and Dolls. It's a track called Adelaide, and he's singing about the love of his life, that he's willing to give up the gangster world to be with Adelaide. And when I first saw the musical, just the whole idea of Guys and Dolls and looking at the production of it, again, it was one of those inspiring moments that I said, I know I can do that kind of thing, and I'm going to work hard to get the chance to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Adelaide, Frank Sinatra from the musical movie, Guys and Dolls.
Speech, Nathan.
Speech.
Sure, give us a little speech.
Yeah. Speech.
Unaccustomed as I am to getting married, I am taking this occasion here to say that me and Adelaide are finally naming the day. Though she knows deep in her heart I'm a phony and I'm a fake, she wants 5 children to start. 5's a difficult point to make. But Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide, is taking a chance on me. Taking a chance, I'll be respectable and nice, give up cards and dice, and go for shoes and rice. So gentlemen, deal me out, do not try to feel me out, I got no more evenings free. Since Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide, is taking a chance. Talk about your long shots, taking a chance on me.
Well, my congratulations, too. And I certainly hope there's nothing in heredity.
It might seem unimportant to you on the night before your wedding, but your blintzes are getting cold.
Who cares? As long as Nathan stays hot. Look, don't forget to bring my purse to the hot bar. Oh, Nathan, darling, I'm so excited. I don't even want to eat and go back to work. I've got so many things to do before tomorrow night. What about my mother? I've got to write to her. What'll I say?
Send a telegram. Dated back 14 years.
Adelaide, Adelaide,
ever loving Adelaide,
taking a chance on me. Taking a chance, I'll be respectable and nice,
give up the cards and dice, and go for shoes and rice.
So gentlemen, deal me out. Do not try to feel me out.
You got no more evenings free.
You may scratch me. Since Adelaide,
Adelaide,
ever loving Adelaide is taking a chance.
Talk about your long shot, taking a chance
on me.
Those are the memories of what we called song and dance men. And it was just marvelous to watch, especially when I learned more about the Nicholas brothers, who could dance up a storm. And, you know, to see people in musicals, and especially Guys and Dolls, most of the guys in there had all played gangster roles in real films. So to see them in a musical is where I'm saying the creative line can be crossed. We're going to play a track by a young lady that I think should have definitely had her voice in musicals, because she can definitely sing like Stephanie Mills. Wendy Moulton deserves to be in some kind of musicals, her voice used all over the world, because it is enchanting. Ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Moulton, "This Feeling I Have Is Love." And I would like to use it in "I Love Being a Butterfly."
Not when you're around.
From the video with submarines and buildings and just a lot of imaginative stuff about the world. It's featuring the voice of Minnie Riperton, the group that produced the video, Rotary Connection. We're going to jump to a track from a movie with Fred Astaire, the King of Dance, and follow it up with Taco, Putting on the Ritz.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air, high hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time? Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with six more umbrellas in their midst. Putting on the Ritz. Tips his hat just like an English chappie to a lady with a wealthy pappy. Very snappy, you'll declare, it's simply topping to be there and hear them swapping smart tidbits. Put on the Ritz. Putting it on, putting it on, putting it on.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And sometimes I wonder where the time has gone. It is 6:30. We have 30 more minutes to go, but I have enjoyed musicals and movies. You know, I look back at the ones that I remember, the ones that have been changed for up-to-date movements. And it's just amazing how much music I have internalized over the years. Music is a great source. And again, the production area, being creative, writing the kind of stories that I enjoy writing, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. We're going to jump to a track called Wonderful, Wonderful Day. Came from the movie or the musical, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And this was a phenomenal hit at the time it was produced. Wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you.
wonderful, wonderful day. Big clouds float lazy like a daisy in the sky. Big things to be doing by and by.
Seven brides for seven brothers. And there were a lot of musicals, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There were just so many with Dick Van Dyke, and the writing was just continual, from musicals with The Grinch to Stole Christmas to Snow White. As writers, I would hope that we want to continue creating dreams and memories and the joy of being alive and the joy of enjoying beauty. That's what Classical Music Adventures on Sunday brings to life for me. We're going back to the musical show, The Greatest Showman, Never Enough. The young lady is on stage. She's performing the song. And the producer of The Greatest Show is astonished at her ability to deliver the song with such a personal point of view. If you have a chance, watch the movie, The Greatest Showman. Now, Never Enough.
Lights, all stars, we steal the sight, I will never be.
never enough. You know, there's movies that touch your heart. There's movies that just inspire you. And there are soundtracks that are just unforgettable. They enter our life, and they have a way of remaining forever. The Truth Will Always Be by Pat Metheny is one of those soundtracks.
Thank you.
Today, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Stories are the vehicles to inspire us, no matter where we live or work. A delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that cost her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on amazon.com.
Well, we're nearing the end. We've got 7 minutes left, and I have truly enjoyed this, and I have been inspired. I'm looking forward to the productions that I'm going to do, and maybe inspire you to see life in a much more beautiful light. I'm going to play the soundtrack of Stephanie Mills and Home. I think it's really appropriate to take us home, back to our happy lives, our happy dreams, and our happy looking toward the future. And if not today, then maybe tomorrow you will have that feeling of a better day. So, classical music adventures, finding beauty where it lives. Today we went to movies and musicals.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflows. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there.
Well, this is the close of our show today, and my board was lit up with blue lights of people enjoying the show. 10 years that I've been at this, working on it, hoping to produce some of the best productions and best books, and the adventures are still ahead of me. I'm going to say happy Sunday evening and enjoy life, because that's all you have.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.